Let's read from your email now. Yesterday, I interviewed George Charamba. He's the spokesman for Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe. I talked to Charamba in the wake of news that Zimbabwe opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai dropped out of this week's runoff election.
Well, a lot of listeners wrote with praise for that interview. Chicago's David Feuder is one. I really felt like you were my advocate, my advocate. You did it like I would have done it myself, or rather, would have wanted to do it myself. I wouldn't have been able to get a word in edgewise. I would have stumbled or fumbled. You were outstanding.
Thank you. Earlier this week, we interviewed Henry Lee, director of the Environment and Natural Resources Program at Harvard University. We talked about drilling for oil off of U.S. shores.
The interview prompted this email from James Lima of Anchorage, Alaska. Your interview implied that domestic offshore oil production would not make a difference in domestic supplies because, as Mr. Lee stated, oil is fungible, meaning it can be shipped anywhere in the world in response to market demands. Oil produced from the United States' outer continental shelf cannot be exported under federal law. As such, it is destined for the domestic, not foreign market. After that email, we called back Henry Lee at Harvard to check.
The point that I was trying to make there was not that the domestic oil wouldn't come to the U.S. market, but that it would not have a major difference on total supply and total price. And if we produced another 500,000 barrels offshore, yes, the oil would be used here, but the world price would not change significantly.
Yesterday, I spoke with Dr. Atul Gawande. He's a professor of surgery at Harvard Medical School and a writer for The New Yorker.
The interview focused on Dr. Gawande's latest article on itching.
I warned people at the outset not to itch during this interview. And one of the things, as you write in the article, that's, I think, unique to itching is we could be talking about wildfires in California and people wouldn't start to feel burning sensations. We could talk about all kinds of pain and we wouldn't feel pain. But itch is something that you can start feeling based on the power of suggestion.
If I just describe to people the feeling of an ant crawling along the back of their neck and up their scalp, you can't help it. You start to feel itchy and you wonder if that thing is there.
Apparently, we left many of you with the creepy crawlies.
It has often been a question of mine, what makes an itch, well, itch, writes Crystal Padar of Heath, Ohio. It was nice to know I'm not alone in my quest for that answer. Actually, I found the story rather ironic, as was the challenge not to scratch. You see, I currently have poison ivy from wrist to elbow. So thank you for the story, and thank you for challenging me to not scratch. You may have inadvertently helped hasten my recovery.
Finally, our story about Hillary Clinton's return to the Senate brought an avalanche of mail.
Specifically, it was this phrase of David Wellness that did it.
A big crowd of mostly interns and Senate staffers broke into applause as a broadly smiling Senator Clinton climbed out of a big black SUV and strode purposefully toward the Capitol in a resplendent turquoise pantsuit.
Every time a reporter mentions a politician's dress in the first paragraph of a story, you only foster the rampant sexism that already exists in our society. This is from Bobby Imbody of Manhattan, Kansas. Why should it matter that Hillary Clinton was resplendent in her turquoise pantsuit?
Robert, may I just say you look resplendent in that jacket and Nehru collar. Well, keep those emails coming. You can write to us by going to npr.org. Click on the Contact Us tab. That's at the top of the page.
And don't forget, we need to know where you're from and how you pronounce your name.